was, since we made up that we're not going to interrupt the regular shiur for Yom Tovim. However, I will leave some time at the end if anybody has any specific questions about Shavuos. Okay. We're up to the use of a knife. By mistake, for a milchik, a knife for fleishiks, or fleishik, a knife for milchiks. A knife has two considerations. One is, unless you know for sure that the knife is absolutely clean, we assume that a knife always has some residue from, if it was a milchik, a knife from milchiks, or residue of fleishiks on it, and you have to deal with that residue that doesn't get absorbed into the thing that you cut under normal circumstances, but mixes in with it and usually is not bottle. So that's one consideration. The second consideration is that the combination of the pressure of the knife on the food and sometimes the sharpness of the food make it that it's as if the milchiks or fleishiks went into the other thing with heat. Because that combination of sharpness and pressure of the knife has the same din as if the taste were being imparted by heat. But tonight we're not going to learn about sharp foods, so the only consideration is the residue on the knife. And therefore, in all the situations we're going to mention, if you know for sure that the knife was 100% clean, right, you washed it well or whatever, and for sure, if it hadn't been used for hot milchiks or the opposite for fleishiks for 24 hours, there's usually no problem in any of these things. Even though the chatchila will see that you shouldn't use a milchik knife for fleishiks or a fleishik knife for milchiks, and we'll get to part of the things eventually.
Does it matter if it's serrated or not?
Does it make a difference? No, it doesn't make a difference if it's serrated or not. It's the pressure is still, no matter how sharp the knife is, you still have to exert pressure. If you have a knife, you don't have to exert any pressure, right? Maybe like a razor blade or something maybe is different, but knives, you have to put some pressure on, and that pressure with the sharpness of the knife is considered significant.
When we say you know, one knows for sure that it's clean, does that mean that one normally washes everything normally? I normally didn't wash it and make sure it's clean. It has to be checked afterwards, or?
It means that you know that when you started using a knife, there was no residue on it at all. Otherwise, we assume that maybe there was residue, because even if you clean things, they don't get cleaned 100%, unless you're makbid that it should be 100% perfect. Okay, we'll see. Okay, so now we'll use the example of using a dairy knife for fleishiks. Okay, it could be the opposite too, a fleishik knife for milchiks. So there are different kinds of foods, and here again, if we're talking where you're not sure that the knife was 100% clean. Okay. If the foods are firm, but not extra hard. Now, most meats are like that, unless they're frozen meat, right? Or maybe aged meat, I don't know. And most cheeses are like that, right? Things that are hard are are extra hard. In other words, mamish like real hard cheese is not what we call hard cheese. So for all practical purposes, what we're going to learn now applies to most firm foods. Okay. You use a dairy knife, right, to cut meat. Okay. So since everything's cold, and that's obvious, okay, we're talking about everything's cold. Since everything is cold, and the meat isn't extra hard, or a fleishik knife for very hard cheese, but it's minimally firm, but not extra hard. So then the halach is like this. Since we're afraid, and again, we're talking where you're not 100% sure the knife was completely clean. So there may be a residue of meat on the knife, and you just cut cheese with it. So what you have to do is clean off the edges with the cut with cold water, not with hot water, because the hot water is going to make, if there is some milchika residue on the meat, it's going to go into the meat. So the cold water will wash it off, and that's what's it called, enough. But it's better to cut off a very thin layer of the ends of the meat that were cut, so that you're sure that there's no residue on that, and you throw that away. Okay, so that's called kedei klipa, very what's it called, thin slice where the cut was made. The knife, okay, you have to wash off good. Either again with cold water, wash off the knife, and again not with hot water, so the milchix doesn't, or the fleishix doesn't go into the knife. And if you can't clean it with water, then you can wipe it with a coarse what's it called, cloth. And if you didn't wash it immediately, then the next time you use it, we're afraid that the what's it called, the residue dried on the knife, and you're going to have problems the next time around. Okay. And if you then want to use that knife again, now there may be milchika residue dried on it, then it's not enough just to wash the knife. Then you have to have ni'itza. Now, ni'itza is where you stick it in the ground, firm ground, not bury it in the ground, but you take it outside and you stick it in the ground 10 times. Now, there are shitas, we'll get to that at the end of these halachas, that say that that's lav tafka, that you have to stick in the ground. But you can use steel wool, anything abrasive that'll accomplish the same thing is good enough. L'chatchila, you shouldn't be samech on that. L'chatchila, if something needs ni'itza, when we say it needs ni'itza, you have to take it outside and put it into not soft earth, but hard earth. Not you bury it outside. Some people, you know, bury their kalim outside and think that kashers it. It all comes from the mixing up with this idea of ni'itza. So it means take it outside in a place where there is pretty firm earth and stick it in the ground 10 times in different places, so that abrasion will take off whatever is sticking to the outside. It doesn't kasher anything from the inside of the knife. This is only in a case where we're afraid that there's a dried residue that dried on the knife that won't be taken off with anything but this ni'itza. And again, there are shitas that hold that in place of that you can use steel wool and anything abrasive, sandpaper or whatever, and clean it off like that. Okay. Okay, that is the halacha with firm but not hard or very soft food. Yeah.
Does it matter if it's a knife or a spoon?
No, there's a knife in there. It makes sense. A knife is, then you don't cut things with a spoon.
I'm thinking of walking cheese. You could scoop a piece of cheese out with this.
Yeah, scooping is not the same thing as cutting. Cutting is duchi de sakina, that pressure is a different kind of pressure. Okay, now, hard food. Now we're talking about really hard, extra hard cheese, okay, or extra hard meat, right? Aged, dried out, hard meat, okay, where you really have to put a lot of pressure, okay? So then the halacha is that here it's not enough just to wash off the places where you cut, but you have to cut off a thin layer from the sides of the thing that you cut. Right, and discard it. If you're sure, again, this is only where you're not 100% sure that the knife was clean. If you're sure the knife was clean, right, then and there was no residue at all on it from a previous washing, you washed it off good when it was not dried on. Again, it could be that you didn't wash it for a while, and then when just washing it in water is not going to help. There's still a residue on the thing. And if you didn't make ni'itza, it's not good. And you usually don't wash your silverware with the steel wool. So it could be that in certain cases, even if you think you washed it, it's not considered washed.
Does it mean Yomar have anything?
At this point, no. Okay. If it was for sure clean, and it was also not a ben yomo, then all you have to do is wash off the place that you cut. Okay. And here, since the thing was extra hard, the knife doesn't help now just to clean off the knife from whatever residue is on there from the cheese, but you have to have ni'itza. Like we said, the chatchila, put it in the ground 10 times in different places, or b'dieved use steel wool. Okay, so that's where you use the fleishig knife for milchiks, or a milchik knife for fleishiks. How about parva foods? Okay, you used a milchik knife for to cut parva foods, but you want to eat now with fleishiks. Or the opposite, a fleishik knife that you cut dairy foods that you want to eat with milchiks. Okay. So now the halacha is like this. Okay, if you have vegetables that can be washed, okay, and they're not, all of these things are not sharp things, not onions, radishes, things that are sharp. They're regular, what's it called, cucumbers, tomatoes, things like that, okay? So then, carrots, whatever. So then, the halacha is like this. The, since it's, the thing is not, what's it called, a sharp thing, right? So the knife itself isn't going to impart its taste into the vegetable, okay? But if you're not sure if the knife is, what's it called, is clean, so then the halacha is you have to rinse off the place where you cut. Okay, you can wash it. You can wash a tomato. You can wash a, wash a carrot, whatever, those kind of things. Carrot, celery, cucumbers, whatever. They can be. And the knife also has to be washed off. But their washing will help. Wash off the edges, wash off the knife, and that's good enough. But fruits or vegetables that are juicy, okay, that you basically can't clean by really rinsing it in water, because it's the opposite. The water will mix with the juices of the thing and make the, if the knife wasn't 100% clean, make whatever residues on there go into the thing itself. Okay? So there, the halacha is that you have to use greda. You have to do greda. Greda means that you grate. You, what's it called? You rub.
Sharp
iron. Right. What?
Sharp iron.
Right. You, what's it called? You scrape. Rub off.
Scrape.
What?
Scrape.
Scrape. Right. You scrape the edges of the thing, right, with a part of a knife, or anything part of, right? You scrape the edges and scrape off where it was cut. Because we're afraid, again, that there was some residue on the knife. You cut, what's it called, a tomato, right, pumpkins, beets, watermelon, or whatever, things that can't be washed, they're themselves liquidy, okay? They're not like carrots or whatever. I gave an example, a cucumber. Cucumber is also watery, so it wouldn't fall into that category. Anything where there's water, right, liquid in the thing itself, there it doesn't help just to wash it off. There you have to scrape off the edges.
Beets, you said?
What?
Beets are like carrots.
Beets are like carrots? It could be that he's talking about cooked beets. Cooked beets.
No, when I put a beet, it juices all over the cutting board.
Yeah? Okay, so the machlokus now what beets are. Okay. Beets me. The, okay. If, however, you knew that the knife was completely clean, then you don't have to scrape. You just have to, here, and it's enough to wash off the food and to wash off the knife. Okay. If the knife was clean and it wasn't used within 24 hours, then you surely can rely on that and just wash off the edges. Okay. Therefore, he brings down over here a lemaisadika thing. People think they can go into a non-kosher restaurant and eat a salad. You can't eat a salad because they don't have only knives for salads. They sometimes cut their, you know, roast beef sandwich with the same knife that they may wipe off or wash off quickly. And then cut the lettuce or cut other things. So inevitably, right, there's going to, and they chop it up good. You can't start there and, you know, start washing every piece of coleslaw, you know, before you eat it. So, and we're not talking where they're sharp. They're sharp foods for sure. We treif mamish. But here we're just worried about the residue, and they do exchange knives for treifa things and vegetables, so therefore there's no way you can eat a cut salad in a treifa restaurant. Okay, on the other hand, certain fruits in a supermarket, we know that they don't take the knives from the fish place or the meat place and use it to cut watermelons. Right? The vegetable place has knives just for vegetables. So here in Chutz La'aretz, you could take a cut watermelon and have no problem with it. Just have to wash off the surface, right? Because you don't have to do that, because usually watermelon knives are used only for watermelon. Here there may be more of a problem, because here there may be an inyan of trumas and maisers. They cut other vegetables they didn't take off truma and maiser, and then they cut the watermelon, right? And just taking off from the watermelon truma and maiser may be. Maybe if it's in a place that doesn't have a hechsher, obviously that's a place that has a hechsher, it's no problem. But if a place doesn't have a hechsher, so you may have problems with trumas and maisers, and if you take off from the watermelon and think you're going to take off from what's residue, that doesn't help, because min al she'eino mino. You're taking from one kind on a different kind. Here in Eretz Yisrael may be a problem. But in Chutz La'aretz, for sure, you can normally go into a supermarket and buy a cut watermelon and pretty much be somech on the fact that the knives they use for the fruits, they don't use for meat or fish. Okay. Okay, which brings us to fish. You cut fish with a fleishik knife or a milchik knife. Okay. So you have to here wash the surfaces where the cut was made, okay, and since the fish is more or less juicy, it should be compared to juicy vegetables or fruits that need greda. You have to scrape them, but fish l'maisa you can't really scrape. So therefore, washing it is enough with cold water, and l'chatchila you should try to take a thin layer of the sides of the fish where that would touch the cut, take it off. Okay. If you know for sure the knife was clean, then for sure washing it is enough. Okay. Bread. Okay, that's the last thing. Bread. L'chatchila, you can't use a milchika knife to cut bread for a fleishika meal, or a fleishika knife to cut bread for a milchika meal, because we're afraid that maybe it wasn't cleaned 100%. Right, so even if you know for sure it's clean, you shouldn't use it forever, and should have parva knives to cut bread, or cut with a milchika knife for a milchika meal and a fleishika knife for a fleishika meal. If you run out of knives, you're on a picnic and you only have a fleishika knife and you want to cut some bread and eat it with milchiks, so then you have to make ne'itza on the knife first to make sure that it's absolutely clean. That makes sure it's absolutely clean. Or b'di'evid, we say if you're on a picnic, so it's hard to make ne'itza. It's probably harder to find steel wool. Or b'di'evid, to use steel wool, right? And then you can b'di'evid use a milchika knife to cut bread for a fleishika meal, or vice versa. If you cut bread with a milchika knife that didn't have ne'itza made on it, okay? So then we're afraid, since you can't wash off the bread. Okay, so then you scrape off or cut off a portion of the bread where the cut was made and discard it. If the knife was for sure clean and it wasn't used for hot meat or milchiks in 24 hours, then you can pretty much eat the bread without a problem. But l'chatchila you're still not allowed. The minig is not to use fleishika knives to cut bread, even if it's perfectly clean. And because we're afraid that you get in the habit of doing that, you're going to end up doing it with it's not. Okay, the last thing he brings down here is, you find a worm while you're cutting a vegetable. So if you find a whole worm, it's not really a big deal. You discard the worm. When you're talking where you found a half a worm, because you cut through it. Okay. So now you have to wash off the place of the vegetable or fruit where the worm was, and you have to scrub the knife, okay? And the fruit, l'chatchila, should be scraped where the worm was if you still want to eat it. It doesn't trafe up the whole fruit. It doesn't trafe up the knife, since it was hot or whatever. We'll see in a different time if you find bugs in cooking things, right, whether they treif up the thing or not, pashas it won't. Most of it is nosin tam lefgam. Most bugs don't taste good, don't add any flavor to the thing that you're cooking. But here you have the pressure of the knife that cut through the bug, cut through the worm or whatever, so the knife has to be scrubbed, and preferably the place where you cut, where the worm was, has to be scraped away, cut away, or whatever. Okay. And at least washed. Okay. That's enough for now, I think. Any questions on this? Okay.